AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is urging President-elect Trump to back calls for an independent probe of Russia's alleged election year season hacking.
The president says the hacking should be investigated as a threat to American democracy.
That should be a bipartisan issue. That shouldn't be a partisan issue.
The president-elect has called the assertion that the Kremlin was working to get him elected ridiculous. But at a news conference, Obama called the intelligence convincing, though most will stay secret.
I'll be honest with you, when you're talking about cybersecurity, a lot of it is classified, and we're not going to provide it.
He says he confronted Vladimir Putin about the hacking at an Asian summit and told him to cut it out. And to anyone doubting Putin's role, Obama observed, not much happens in Russia without Vladimir Putin. Mark Smith at the White House.
First Lady Michelle Obama says the country will come to appreciate her husband and his time in the White House.
The First Lady told Oprah Winfrey, President Obama has conveyed a reassuring message over the last 8 years.
Having a grown-up in the White House who can say to you in times of crisis and turmoil, hey, it's going to be okay.
Michelle Obama says her husband's message of hope wasn't just a slogan. He was able to inspire hope.
We feel the difference now.
Yeah.
See, now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
The First Lady did not mention Donald Trump by name. The Oprah Winfrey interview airs Monday on CBS. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Stores are shoving deals and incentives like free shipping for the final week of the holiday shopping season. This as new numbers show people are not spending as much as they did last year. Howard Bingham, longtime personal photographer, confidant, and perhaps the closest friend of boxing great Muhammad Ali, has died at age 77. No cause of death given, but Bingham had been in failing health in recent months after undergoing two surgeries. This is AP Radio News. A senior Army officer is being forced out of the military after having a long-running affair.
The Army has stripped Major General David Haight of his two stars and demoted him three ranks to Lieutenant Colonel, a steep and rare downgrade. The Army says Haight not only had an extramarital affair for nearly 11 years, but was also at times involved in a swinger lifestyle. Haight had been serving as the U.S. European Command's operations director before being pulled out of Germany and put on the Army staff. The demotion to lieutenant colonel will cost Haight more than $40,000 in annual retirement pay. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Anne Frank may not have been betrayed after all to Nazi occupiers, but captured by chance. A new study published today by the Anne Frank House Museum in Amsterdam says that despite decades of research, there's no conclusive evidence that she and her family were betrayed. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.